This is Tim O'Brien with O'Reilly News. I had the chance to talk to Craig Newmark in July 2008 about technology and politics, about somewhat pedestrian concerns at Craigslist. What does he do every day? You know, how is the new site in the West Bank? Some of the things he says are relevant. He talks about how the Obama technology team was focused on post-election. It seems audacious to be talking about in July of 2008, but it looks like it's very relevant now. So here's just a very short interview with Craig Newmark. He says some interesting things. He talks about his history. Take a listen.
I worked for IBM for 17 years, then realized that I needed to get going, and I got myself a job at Charles Schwab in San Francisco. They moved me out there, which I appreciate. And I started Craigslist, a very simple mailing list, around the time I was leaving Schwab. Back then, it was just a hobby. I was doing contract programming for a while, but in 99 made the thing into a real company. I might add that in 2000, people were kind enough to help me learn that as a manager, I suck, which is why Jim Buckmaster is the boss now.
And when you programmed, what did you program in?
I programmed for the most part in the first year or so in that, in Perl. And Craigslist these days is pretty much all Perl. But I also learned Java, which proved to be a pretty good way to make a living. Yeah, we're pretty conventional LAMP architecture, a whole bunch of Linux systems, Apache, MySQL, and Perl, specifically ModPerl.
In terms of your technology foundation, have you found that it's more scalable because you're sort of not doing some of the things that other sites are doing?
Part of the reason that we have been able to scale without too much pain, well, first, of course, is having people in technology who are all smarter than me. That's why I haven't touched the technology in over 8 years. But beyond that, we've always done things to avoid unnecessary work on the systems. For example, as few hits against the database as possible. In addition, we have a big collection of Linux systems, and that's always a good idea if you want to be serious. And again, we make use of all sorts of little things to make throughput more effective. For example, we compress data on the way out if we can. We've written our own caching, that kind of thing.
In terms of technology, do you pay for any software at all?
We pay for very little, and in fact, the site operations, as far as I can recall, is based on all open source free software. Our accounting system is something we bought. That's about it.
So have any of the campaigns contacted you about technology?
I am working with the Obama campaign regarding technology, but that's me personally, not Craigslist. The odd thing is that we've learned some things doing Craigslist about how people get together in a network to help each other out. And in a way, the Obama campaign is all about people helping each other, networked, in a way that helps out the whole country and the world. That's one take on it, which is pretty accurate, actually. And I figure if I can help people out by helping out the Obama campaign, it's a good use of my time.
So have you had any interaction with Chris Hughes as well?
I don't think any direct, but mostly I'm just chatting with people, talking about it, and in a way getting the word out, because people need to know that the Obama campaign is real, not only for the election, but beyond the election, where people are already figuring out how we can work within the existing system, but improve it, and then improve it some more, and include potentially everyone in ways that actually work.
Are you afraid of any laws or regulations coming down the road that might affect, say, the common carrier law?
As far as we could tell, there are now enough knowledgeable and honest people in Congress to prevent that.
Who do you like in Congress?
A whole bunch of people, of course. Obama and Clinton. On the House side, I like a lot Nancy Pelosi and Jackie Speier and a lot of others that I've met.
How has the new site in the West Bank been going?
Very little traction so far. Maybe we should do something about that. But we don't promote the site. Sometimes if you don't know enough about a place or a culture, you don't want to intrude. You want to kind of be a good neighbor.
Have you gotten any feedback?
No feedback yet, really, at all. When I get a little more active involving microfinance there, I'll probably hear back. But I'm doing this with the encouragement and with some help from Israeli, Palestinian, and American governments.
What's your day-to-day experience like? I know you're in customer service.
I get up, do customer service, get coffee and read the newspaper, do more customer service, lunch, more customer service. I may go out that evening, maybe not. There's dinner in there, but I do customer service. Then I might do something else, read or watch TV, and finish up some customer service around 10 or 11, and then it's sleep.
What's the number one customer service
issue? Our biggest issue right now are spam ads. There will be bad guys out there who may try to post hundreds of ads a day, perhaps in pursuit of something illegal, maybe just overselling a service. We're getting good at removing them. We got to get better.
In terms of pressure to innovate, are you under any pressure? Like there's a juju?
Very little pressure in the innovation in the conventional sense. We do innovate, but in small increments. A lot of it's not visible. For example, when we improve our customer service tools, the idea is what people want is something simple, fast, effective. People don't care about the fancy stuff. So we're continuously improving things, but our bigger concerns right now are, abuse of the site. And again, we got to keep the site fast. A lot of that involves innovation, which people never see.
Okay, great. Thanks for talking to us.
Hey, it's my pleasure.
That was Craig Newmark at Personal Democracy Forum 2008 in New York in July of 2008.